Hi, and welcome to the Deep Dive. We pull out the key info you need to know. And today, we're digging into an important heads up from the Desert Recreation District. It's about how they're handling payments. You know, it really sort of boils down to that modern question, doesn't it? How much is, like, ultimate convenience worth versus the actual cost?
Yeah.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah. So the core change, it kicks in September 15th, 2025. From that day, there's going to be a 3% convenience fee on all credit and debit card transactions.
Oh, okay. So card payments specifically.
Right. Whether you do it online or you know go in person. But what's kind of interesting, if you zoom out a little, this isn't just the district. It feels like part of a bigger trend. These sort of invisible costs of paying digitally, they're becoming more visible now for us, the users.
That's a great point. And it immediately makes you think about the upside, the flexibility we kind of expect now. And this is where it gets really practical for you listening. You can register for that swing class or, you know, book a field basically from anywhere. Think about it. Maybe you're traveling for work. You can get your kids signed up right then.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's late. The kids are finally asleep. You're relaxing on the couch.
Yeah.
You could just tick it off your list.
Or even, like you said, from bed on your phone.
Exactly. That kind of ease, it's a game changer, really. Saves you a trip. You avoid waiting in line.
And you often secure your spot faster, especially for popular programs.
Right. So there's the convenience.
Yeah.
But then there's this fee.
Yeah. So it forces the question, what's that convenience actually worth in dollars and cents? Let's look at the numbers. Most classes the district offers, what are they? Usually between like 20 and 40 bucks.
Yeah, that sounds about right for a lot of them.
Okay. So a 3% fee on that amount, right, you're looking at what, 60 cents? Maybe up to $1.20?
Okay. So pretty small amounts for most things.
Mm-hmm. Pretty small, yeah. And it's important to know these fees aren't just random. It's actually a way for public places like the district to cover the increasing costs of just processing card payments. It costs them money every time you swipe or click.
Oh, okay. The processing cost itself.
Exactly. Without passing that specific cost on via a fee, they'd have to absorb it somehow, which might mean, you know, less money for programs or maybe raising the base price of classes for everyone. So this fee helps them keep investing in the community programs you actually use.
And you mentioned this isn't just the district. Who actually gets this fee?
Right. Good clarification. The fee itself is collected by a third-party company called ActiveNet.
ActiveNet. Okay.
Yeah. They specialize in handling these kinds of registrations and payments for lots of parks and rec departments. The fee goes to them, not directly into the district's general funds.
Got it. So if you want to avoid the fee entirely,
then cash or check payments are still totally fine, completely fee-free.
Okay. But I can see some people thinking, well, even if it's small, it's still an extra charge.
That's definitely a valid perspective. And it speaks to that bigger shift we mentioned. We're seeing this more and more cities, public utilities, you name it. They're grappling with the real costs of offering digital convenience in a world moving away from cash. So many are choosing to be transparent and pass on just the processing cost rather than, say, bake it into higher general fees that everyone pays, regardless of how they pay.
So it isolates the cost to the payment method used?
Pretty much, yeah. It connects the cost directly to the service, the convenience service, if you will.
Okay. So big picture access, does this change anything about getting into programs or using facilities?
Nope, not at all. You'll still have the same access to all the district's programs, services, bookings, everything. That doesn't change.
Good to know. What about refunds, though, if a class gets canceled?
Right, good question. If the district cancels a class, you definitely get the program fee back, the main cost. But that 3% convenience fee, that part's generally non-refundable.
Because it went to ActiveNet for the transaction itself.
Exactly. They provided the payment processing service at that moment.
Makes sense. So if people have more questions or want to look into payment options.
Easy. Just contact the Desert Recreation District directly. The number is 760-347-3484. Or you can check out their website, which is myrecreationdistrict.com.
Great. So at the end of the day, what does this really mean for you listening? It means thinking about that trade-off. Is paying, you know, maybe a dollar extra worth saving the time, the gas, the hassle, worth being able to sign up instantly while you're still sipping your morning coffee? It really puts a spotlight on how we value our time versus these small costs in our busy lives, doesn't it? Something to mull over.